Well, we have a mystery going on in Audioboo, and we need the Audioboo detective. We need Agatha Christie or Margaret Rutherford or Hercule Poirot on the case, because we have people now publicly declaring that they have been listened to 1,000 times by a bot or by something which isn't credible as a real live person. And we have people losing confidence in the scorekeeping by Audioboo in relation to the number of listens that you get when you put up an Audioboo. And so there is a real need for restoring confidence and trust in the Audioboo systems. The reason I mention this is partly because I'm suddenly catapulted backwards in memory. Excuse me. To the situation where some people had Audioboos which they were completely convinced were in the private domain, in other words, direct messaging, and they had them appear in the public timeline, and I never have seen an official explanation from the company Audioboo for how this could have happened. So I've always assumed, and I continue to assume, that this happened to me and it happened to McCulgan, and I've assumed that may have happened to a lot of other people, but that in each case it was the user who made the mistake. Although I have just this very minute finished making a direct